episode number 318. Sick of Camaro ZL1? We're not.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another exciting episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, man,
this is gonna be a good one.
Yeah, we've got some more ZL1 news here, including an important announcement during the show, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, yep. It was like just in.
Just in. Like right across, like we just got it. So.
Yeah. Or whatever the sound is.
So keep listening.
So, you know, this is going to be like our fourth or fifth Camaro ZL1.
Within the last month, yeah, let's see, one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah. Like, so this is number six?
Something like that.
You know, we were kind of concerned that maybe our listeners
are getting ZL1'd out.
Yeah, but we're not. And we're thinking maybe nobody else is either. It was just something, you know, we always keep our listeners in mind, obviously. But this is too big of news to not continue to perpetuate. I mean, we'll get into the non-ZL1 stuff as it comes out. But right now, man, ZL1 is just dominating the automotive and motorsports enthusiast scene.
Yeah, especially this week. Yeah, this week... A little tweet came out earlier this week that GM was at the ring again at the Nürburgring track in Germany, and this time of 7:41, I guess, is significant. I mean, personally, I don't follow track times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just not into that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm more into straight line drag racing, but this 7:41 ring time, I guess, is pretty, I guess, important.
It's significant. It puts the Camaro ZL1, I believe, at number 41 on the top speed list. And you might say, well, how come it's not number one? Because number one is something that you and I will never even see, much less drive.
Yeah,
things that don't even come to America.
Yeah,
and also things that cost more than all of our listeners' homes put together.
How close was it to like the ZR1 time? It was pretty close, wasn't it? Considering the ZR1 is 600 and some horsepower and probably 1,000 pounds less in weight.
Well, it all comes down to the same exact thing, no matter what you talk about. If you talk about a car and a time, it really comes down to the driver behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Because the ZL1 or ZR1 was tested a couple of different times by a couple of different people, and it gets dramatically different times. But let's talk about what is just a touch faster, according to the records, having said that the driver error is always an issue, just 0.04 of a second faster is the Porsche 911 Turbo S.
Hmm. Okay.
0.04 of a second.
Yeah.
That's all driver.
Yeah.
That's moisture, that's temperature, and that's 1 degree or 1 pound or, you know.
0.04 or 0.04?
Well, let's see. So the Camaro is 7:41.27.
Okay.
The Porsche 911 Turbo S is 7:41.23.
Okay, so 1,000th of a second.
Yeah, even I suck at math.
That's a sneeze.
That's not even a sneeze. That's not even an eye blink.
No.
Okay, how about just a little bit slower? The Lamborghini Gallardo Superlegra. How do you like that? How about a little bit faster? The Ford GT.
Really?
Holy crap.
Really?
Yeah. 7:40. Just 1 second slower. The Lamborghini Murcielago LP640.
Hmm.
I probably said that wrong, too.
Well, this is going to be one badass car.
Nobody that's probably listening to this show, and we have a few thousand, will probably ever be able to replicate this time.
Yeah.
But it's knowing that what you pay for is a track-capable vehicle. The vehicle was engineered and designed and built to make this happen, you know.
Yeah.
So the
next day, After this time was tweeted out, by GM, what do you know? A video surfaces.
Here it goes,
and
we're gonna play all 7 minutes of it in the background while we do the show.
Well, at least some of it. So
no, I think we should just let it go. Listen to that.
Yeah. What impressed me most was on the final stretch at the Nürburgring track.
Yeah,
the car got up to 172 miles an hour. I was watching the RPMs too, because it was like at 6,200 RPMs.
Yeah, but it didn't shift into sixth gear until like 140 miles an hour or something like that. I don't remember
what
it was.
Insane.
Here, why don't I skip to that? Because I know that's towards the end here.
Yeah. Hold on. Just wide open. That was pretty sweet, though.
Uh-oh. Come on, YouTube. Don't fail me now. Oh, I wanted to hear it again. Anyway, you can listen to it for yourself because it's in the thread that's linked from the main page of CamaroZ28.com.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, what, 5 minutes later, it's probably going to start up again. So, you know, this is a big deal. This is a lot of car. It's not for everybody as much as everybody would want one.
Still waiting to see the price tag.
Oh, there we go. It's 140, 150. Hold on. 160. I think he already shifted. And it's almost at 170 now. Just amazing.
Yeah, incredible. I've watched that a couple times.
Yeah, you know, it's neat. And I got to tell you, I think the cult of the Camaro Crow Eater just either gained a couple more members or somebody got promoted up in the ranks. You can't out-engineer that fat pig of a car. Well, guess what? It was done.
Yeah.
How's that there, Crow Taste? I recommend Cholula hot sauce.
Yeah.
My favorite. So good job, Camaro team. We're probably going to be talking about this throughout the year because SEMA's around the corner. And I'm sure they're going to do something cool ZL1 related for SEMA too. At least I hope so. Yeah. If they don't, boy, they're missing an opportunity.
Oh, they have to be. They have to be.
Actually, I just stopped right there at 171 miles an hour on the video. It's at exactly 6,000 RPM.
Yeah. Wow.
It's damn near red line.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Did I mention my car's officially? I did. Yeah. Still for sale.
Yeah.
Still for sale. I had a lot of people saying what an awesome steal it is. But nobody willing to step up and be somebody.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to Jason Port, our friend. He just put his order in for a new ZL1.
Yep, he did. And he's a former Mustang guy, is he not?
He has
is
a Mustang.
Is he a current Mustang guy?
Yeah, he's got a...
Soon to be former.
Yeah.
Jason and his lady, Sophie.
Yeah.
Very cool people. We'll be looking forward to seeing them in Vegas this year at SEMA.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, along with a few other folks. So, you know, since we're talking about it, we're doing a meet and greet at the... Aurora Bar in the Luxor, Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Yes.
November by all means.
3rd, I believe it is.
It's for all Camaro enthusiasts just to swing by, sit down, relax, have a drink, and chat. It's going to be a cool thing. We're going to have some special guests there, I believe. So make sure you're there. I should set up a Facebook event or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably should. But we'll be talking about it as things go on. But so unfortunately, we got to keep moving on here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some 2012 Camaro color stuff.
Okay.
The replacement for Cyber Gray has not been officially announced.
Not official.
But it has been unveiled, and it has not been denied by the F-Bod father himself. And we are talking ashen gray.
Ashen gray, huh? So they think that gray is an important color to represent the fifth generation Camaro then, huh?
I would think so. I mean,
Cyber gray was kick-ass.
It was a decent seller, too. Decent.
Yeah. The fourth gen, not so much.
And I wish there was. In fact, I remember telling Scott Settlemyer at the Atlanta event... that I said, the next time you guys can put a color in, you got to do gray. And then I recited this again at all the disciple meetings until it actually happened.
Yeah.
So I like to think I was significantly responsible for it, but I know that the clinics also have a tremendous amount too. But yeah, I mean, it's a good color. I love it, and I think a lot of people do as well.
So ashen gray, huh?
Ashen gray. And according to Scott, the F-Bod father, Settlemyer, he says, at least to him, it has more gold in it versus the blue that was in Cyber Gray Metallic.
Oh, okay.
And people may not have noticed that there is a significant amount of blue in there.
Definitely. Under the right lights, you can definitely tell there's lots of blue in
especially there. Especially if you put it on the yard, some green grass. Scott says it's slightly darker, perhaps, and very rich looking. I have seen CGI renderings of this color. And CG, these are the things that'll eventually be on the build your own section of the Chevrolet website.
Okay.
You can never, even with the technology the way that it is, you can never get the colors right. That's why they still have color clinics where they shoot a car in a color and they bring a bunch of engineers and designers in and they say, what do you think of this? Instead of just doing it on a screen, they still do it on a real car.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, comparing the ashen gray to the cyber gray, the same CGI mock-ups, it looks extremely similar, but I think I agree, even on screen, that it does look a touch richer.
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing you can do is see what it looks like on an existing vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the big GM event was in Indy. Do you remember that? And GM brought out a couple Camaros. This was before they were in production, though.
Yeah.
So there was a couple Camaros and fifth gens. And then what Scott did was he brought out like a bunch of cars.
It was Dick Harrell. One of those Dick Harrell Camaros. You're talking about the green?
No, I'm talking about the Chevrolet cars to represent the color spectrum of what different color Camaros were going to be out.
Yeah.
And that was kind of neat. Because I think there's like a Cobalt and a Corvette. Yep. And I think of some trucks and stuff like that.
And he would take us aside and, what do you think of that color over there? What do you think of that color over there? And then there was that bright, bright green Dick Harrell ZL1 that GMMG did, the fourth gen. And Scott really emphasized, what do you think of that color on a fifth gen with that big grin of his?
Yeah.
And that's
what do you
how
know?
We,
Synergy Green.
We knew Synergy Green was coming. We just didn't know what it'd be called. Yep. So what do you think of this ashen gray? Check out the thread in the 2010, 2011, 2012 Camaro News Sightings, Pictures, and Multimedia Forum. It's posted by Camaro Scotty, and the thread title is called New Official 2012 Camaro Colors. And Scotty says that it is officially called ashen gray.
Okay.
Scotty's on the ball, so startup is very soon with limited availability to start. If when I get my ZL1, I'll probably get that.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Either that or the silver.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? You still getting black?
Oh, yeah. Black.
No question.
No question.
All right. We got to move on here.
Yep.
How about some Camaro delivery news? You got some data, right?
Yep. GM released their deliveries for September 2011 this week, since it's the beginning of October. And hey, what do you know? Camaro outsold Mustang once again. Camaro deliveries were at 6,994, up from even last month of August. And the previous month of August, the next closest was Mustang at 5,054, and then Challenger was at 3,328. So that means Camaro outsold Mustang by 1,940 cars.
Again. Can't complain, can't beat it.
Good job, Camaro team.
Keep going, but it's nice to see that Mustang isn't like just dismally losing.
No.
You know, it's nice to know that the segment is doing well and it's healthy.
Yes.
Can't wait to see what we see at SEMA this year. Can't wait.
Cool.
All right. Oh, you want to do the big announcement now?
Let's do the big announcement.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You want me to do it? Or?
Yeah, go ahead, because you got the email up there.
I got an email, and I just found out.
Right before the show. We were ready to hit the record button.
Yeah. Pay attention to CamaroZ28.com. August 15th. August? October 15th. October 15th, 2011. BBUMG 4 will be announced.
Ooh.
And, well, you know, we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I'll just say that we are still have yet, Chris, you and I, we still don't have all the details.
No.
But just based on what's been hinted at, we're already really excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
G4.
This
Here
is,
we go.
This is the event that it's like my best friend, and I can't wait to see it again, because that's where all my best friends are there.
Yeah.
And if you didn't make any of the previous BBUMG events,
you have to.
You
got to go.
It's about the car, but it's not about the car. Right. It's about the people behind the wheel of each one.
Yeah.
And that really brings some life to this. It's not just a show and shine where you kind of, hey, nice car, buddy, and everything. It's where you get to know the other Camaro owners so well. It's just great. You make so many new friends.
Yeah, and stay out till 6 in the morning.
And you just make best friends. You do make best friends for life there. There's just a dynamic to it. I can't explain it, and you'll have to experience it, and we'll talk more about it coming soon.
Yeah. October 15th.
Yep.
Watch the site. What's today? Today's the 9th.
Today's the 9th. So we got
a week from today?
Six days?
Week
so
from
be
yesterday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
It'll be Saturday, next Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah, and since we're talking about days, we're running short on the 50% off CamaroZ28.com diecast stuff. Just head over to CZ28store.com, get your Series 3 diecast at 50% off, including Green Machines. I've got to make room for the Series 4 that's coming out later this year.
Beautiful.
So get over there, buy them. Buy, buy, buy. All right, how many voicemails, how many emails we got?
Three and three.
Cool. Which one you want to fire up first?
Emails.
All right.
Here.
You want to give me one? Just like picking a card?
Pick a card, any card.
Oh, you know, there we go.
There you go.
You want me to start with this one?
Go for it.
This comes from Chaz. Can you tell me the differences between the Vortec and E-Force types of superchargers pertaining to performance on the everyday driver? Thanks, Chaz. Sniper SS on the board.
Okay.
Has a nifty Pink Floyd reference in his signature, too.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah, it's easy. The Vortec, you know what? Vortec is now making a
an E-Force type?
A top mount. I was going to...
Well, I don't know. Which one is he talking? Is he talking about the centrifugal supercharger?
Right.
Like the ATIs and the Vortex and the Paxons and all those, like I have on my 95.
Yeah. The Vortex uses a Leichholm style of lobes, which is... it's just a different design to the two lobes. If you look at a cross-section of it, you're going to see, you know, two screws that intertwine with each other that smashes the air together and then down into the intake. The E-Force, similar type of thing, but it all comes down to lobe design, I think, and also casing design, because if you compare the Vortec and the E-Force to a magnet charger, you notice the magnet charger has a jack shaft that's made out of carbon fiber. Don't look at me weird. That's what it's called, Chris.
Okay.
The belt drives that runs alongside the supercharger to the back that then spins the pulleys, which then spins the lobe, which then compresses the air into the intake, which makes you go, oh, crap! So, you know, I think it comes down to a lot of things. I talk to people who have both. That's what I would do if you're interested in getting one. Or all three. Don't forget the magnet charger, because that's been proven to be decent. The E-Force has an interesting design. The Vortec, I just haven't heard a whole lot about. I think they were a little bit late to the game, so there's just not enough data out there.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to ask about centrifugal versus, you know, top-mount style.
And maybe that's what he means.
I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Sniper SS, Chaz, I hope this helps. I don't know how much it does. But if you're also talking about the centrifugal style, you know, the turbo style, you know, how it's set up with a impeller wheel and all that, give us an email back, and then we'll go into detail on that, too. We love talking about this stuff because, Chris, you know, I've owned a Magna Charger. You own a Pro Charger, which is like a Vortec. So I definitely go by how people's experience. That's if you want to know, talk to the people that know firsthand.
Yep.
But always feel free to ask us.
Good email.
Yep. Thanks, Chaz.
Okay, next email comes from Wes. The subject is ALCS. Oh. Hey guys, go Rangers. Wes, little red ragtop. I think he's inferring to the ALCS championship game between the Detroit Tigers and the Texas Rangers. So
yeah,
I mean, I guess I'm following it just like most of Detroit is here. I'm not a huge baseball fan, more of a hockey fan. Go Wings!
Did you know that Dick Cheney is a Detroit Tigers fan?
Really?
Yeah.
And did you know President Bush used to own the Texas Rangers?
No way.
Yeah, he was at the game last night.
Well, here's what Dick Cheney has to say about it.
What's that?
Go f- yourself.
Okay.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah, it's a neat time in Detroit right now because the Lions are doing well for the first time in ever.
Ever, yeah.
The Detroit Tigers are doing well for the first time since, what, 84?
No, they made it to the World Series in 2006.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So we'll find out what happens with the Rangers, but I don't know. You know, the local Detroit news radio on 97.1 FM Talk, the sports station,
yeah.
He's not rooting for the Rangers, but he thinks they're going to win.
Who?
The guy from Stoney and Bill show.
Oh. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, interesting. So thanks for that email. I got one here. This one came in from Dr. Damon.
Oh.
Says, hey, Chris and Jason, just wanted to drop you an email and say thank you for the prize pack you sent me a while back. Loved all the cool goodies and the BBOMG t-shirt. He's got to go to BBOMG 4.
Oh, man, what a ride that would be from California.
keep up the good work. I appreciate all you guys do for the Camaro community, and I look forward to seeing pictures of when you both take delivery of your new ZL1s. Too bad it's not available in Synergy Green. Take care, says Dr. Damon.
Thanks, buddy.
Synergy Green, somebody's going to do it.
Oh, yeah, you know somebody's
going to
do
it. And that thing's going to be wicked.
It's like they'll do this, the bumblebee paint. What color is that?
I don't know. I'm over it. All right. We don't get that many emails typically. We got some voicemails coming up here, right?
We sure do.
Cool. Well, we'll get to those right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, well, it got cut off there a little
bit. Yeah, 3182. You got
okay,
it.
Okay.
We need a new hard drive in this.
Yeah. Ready for the voicemails?
Hit it.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Mike from New York 5th Gen. Just calling to congratulate the Motor City on knocking my Yankees out of the playoffs. The city needs it, so I'm happy for you guys. Kind of bummed for my guys. But, had a bet with Eddie Klehammer. You got a package coming your way real soon. And, you know, I miss you guys. I haven't called in a while, so just wanted to say what's up. And I hope everything's good. And I'm kind of thinking Jay should keep the car, man. I don't know. ZL1's cool, but Phantom SS is insane, bro. So I hope you guys are well, whatever you decide to do, man. I hope to see you soon. Take care.
New York 5th Gen in the house.
New York 5th Gen representing. And also a 5th Generation Nation.
Yes.
Yeah. So
well, that was cool. That very, very cool, you Mike.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Some class right there.
Yeah, absolutely,
that's some class right there. You know what, Mike? You ought to come out here to Detroit and maybe, you know, root for the Tigers with us. Hang out with us for a weekend. Have a barbecue in the freezing cold weather, because it's around the corner. What else you got? You got another one?
Yeah, sure do.
Cool.
Sexy wife is playing Angry Birds today, and we're calling to say hello. See how you guys are doing, and saw the ZL1. Video on Camaro Scotty's website on the Nuremberg. It's pretty cool. Talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend and say happy birthday to Sexy Wifey. This is Postal Day About. Say hello, Sexy Wifey.
Hello, boys.
See you guys later. Bye.
Good old Postal Dave.
And Sexy Wifey. Well, happy birthday, Sexy Wifey.
Yes.
You know, you should come to PBOMG4, and I'll give you a birthday present.
Oh, God.
All right. We got to move on. We got one more?
One more.
Cool.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. This is Ed. You guys have fun in SEMA. Remember what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I just want to give a shout out to Mucker from New York 5th Gen. Thanks, Mike. And you guys have fun in Vegas. Take care. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice little side bet there between. Mr. Ed Kleehammer, representing Detroit, and Mike from New York 5th Gen, representing New York.
Yeah, that's
very
class.
Cool.
That's
very,
class
very cool.
You guys. Is that it?
That's all the voicemails, man.
Wow. Well, gosh, I love voicemails. The emails are just as cool, though, sometimes. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Good stuff. I still can't think about this email from Dr. Damon. Where is it here? The one line, I mean, this is the first time I actually read it. Look forward to seeing pictures when you both take deliveries of your new ZL1s.
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy is right.
I mean, there's nothing like the feeling of taking delivery of your Camaro.
Taking delivery of any new car, but especially a Camaro.
Oh, I know.
Especially.
When you leave the parking lot for the first time and you go, please don't nobody hit me. Please nobody hit me. All right. We got a new advertiser on the site.
Yep.
This is interesting. It's r2cperformance.com. They do a lot of filtration systems. Sprint cars, midgets, drag race, off-road, valve cover breathers, shifter cart filters, mini sprint filters, helmet filters for crying out loud. But they do make a 2010-2011 Camaro SS cold air intake system. Just like anything else, a lot of the cold air kits out there are just a tube and a filter.
Yeah.
The intake tube is not just a round tube. It's got a different design. It's something like I've never seen before. I think I've seen this on a car before and it caught my eye too. It's just different. And here's what they're saying here. It says it's unmatched performance and engine protection, offers maximum power, unmatched engine protection, no filter oiling, and has a lifetime filter. Has a cross-linked polyethylene construction, which heck, sounds good to me. I don't know what that means, but these guys apparently are filtration experts. So they're claiming 17 wheel horsepower, no tuning necessary, incredible sound, and easy installation.
Hmm.
It's good looking intake for what it's worth, and we appreciate having r2cperformance.com on board. Check them out if you're shopping for an intake. Don't forget about these guys.
Good deal.
And that's gonna do it for my end. What else we got going on?
Well, I think that's pretty much the show this week. I just want to remind everybody that we're going to be talking about car storage tips here.
Yeah.
Yeah, with and we're going to do a little contest.
Yeah, as always.
You know,
as always.
Maybe for November.
Yeah, I'll probably start sometime in November right around SEMA time and then wrap it up maybe December 1st, like a month-long contest.
I'm going to see how long I can go this year before storing my car. I think I got to December 2nd last year is when I actually... put it to sleep.
And that's what
for the winter.
Put it to sleep.
Yeah.
You're euthanizing
it. For its long slumber.
Well, cool, man. We'll look forward to that. And I wonder what more ZL1 or just Camaro news will come out. We'll find out. We'll talk about it next week.
We'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.